this how we talk in the gym to push each other, you know, like
but
we joke.
It helps, it helps.
We call gym buddy, yeah, basically. Like,
one more,
come on. You're better than that. Yesterday, 42. Today, 40? Come on. I love it.
Okay, today's topic is true freedom meets personal responsibility. It
yes.
is true and I hate it.
It's the true one, yeah.
Right.
I know.
I mean, not right for you, but for me, it's the truth and I hate it. It's the truth and I believe in it. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Okay, yeah. Please. Universe, don't ask so much of me, please. I'm doing it already.
Can I tell a funny story before this video was recording?
Oh.
So basically in the gym, I'm kind of hot girl in the gym. Okay, sorry. Lady in the gym. I'm kind of a hot body in the gym. So
kind of.
No, I'm saying kind of. It's like, I think you need more than just a hot body. You need a character.
Some hot brains.
You need a character. You
hot
need
brains.
Fun, your charm, and your energy. You walk in the gym, people know you fun, you know. I'm not fun, but I'm me. I'm confident. I'm just, it's a gym and you should enjoy when you go gym. So, so when Joey, when he just started dating me, he would go gym with me and he was very curious why all the top guys in the gym, top here I'm talking about like, you know, tall. They look like tall, you know, like.
They look like Hercules.
It is so.
Their body looks like Hercules. Oh, this is totally not connected, but side note, there's a very hot guy living near our house.
Oh really?
Yeah, I talked to that.
Okay, let's
book
the hot guy at the start.
I saw him shirtless, that's why I know he's hot.
Wow. Okay. So, and his question to me is, why you only say hi and only this guy say hi to you and not other women? Why you say hi to only all this woman, guy only? I said, oh, I don't know, but they always talk to me first and we make friends when
because
in the middle
the
of COVID
so
and we go gym too often. And it was one of the guy, which is the number one hot guy in the gym. He was really like, look like tall. I tell you, like exactly like tall. He trained every muscle.
Also, there's like the line everywhere.
Every muscle. Like he trained every muscle. I'm talking every muscle is me. Every detail. Small muscle, big muscle.
Like it's as if you take a line and you draw on his body.
Exactly.
Like this, like this,
exactly.
Like
this. That's how precise he go for training. Yeah. Right? So one time Joey will go and like drink for me. And he, which is this one.
Hercules. That's
so
Hercules.
I just say his name is T. Okay.
Hercules.
Yeah. Just say Hercules. Okay.
Hercules.
So we haven't seen each other for 3 months because he UK. He live in UK and he fly. You British and Singapore all the time, and he would disappear for a few months because he had school holiday for the kid. Okay.
Oh my god.
And the interesting
hot daddy.
That's exactly the boy. He was house husband.
Husband.
And he was so proud to share.
Sugar mommy.
Right. So definitely his wife is a big position in Singapore. That's why they moved here together as a family. So he have a lot of time to, you know, take care of his body and all
take
that.
Care of himself.
And I remember that Joey bring 2 cups of drink and he stand from far, just watching me and that guy talking.
And tall talking.
And he just don't want to interrupt.
Oh.
He just try to be gentle. He just try to be kind.
Giving you some space.
Space for me to dance, say hi, bye to my friend. And then we start training again. And then I told him, I said, oh, that's just my friend. His name is T.
His name is Tall.
Yeah, his name is Tall.
He has a tall body.
Then he was like, oh my god, he looked perfect. I said, yeah, he looked perfect. He absolutely perfect. His body.
How many hours has he spent in the gym? Two, three?
Two or two, three, yeah.
Every day, right?
Every day, yeah. So then he like, he asked me like, how can he have all this time to build his body that's nice and all that? I said, oh, definitely genetic. I think genetic is one. He eat correctly. But also his house husband. I said, oh, you know so much about him? I said, yeah. I know all the best guy in the gym because I'm this gym for 6 years. Of course, I know all of them. I talk to them, you know, and I only friend with guy who already married and have kid. So Joey don't understand, but this is my rule. I don't go out. I friend with them in the gym because we are like parent. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
parent.
I know what you mean.
So we know what to talk in. I don't go out with younger or young boy because we don't have thing in common to talk.
Oh, talk about key.
Yeah, and we also not hang out. We just in the gym and we like to disturb each other.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not even that. We like,
hey, one more for me. Hey, two more. Come on, number four.
Exactly. So this how we talk in the gym to push each other. You know, like
but
we joke.
It helps.
We call gym buddy,
yeah,
basically.
Like, one more.
Come on, you better than that. Yesterday, 42. Today, 40. Come on.
Come on, you can.
44. You can up. Okay, you know, that's how we poke each other, right? Because I can do
chest. But it helps.
Yeah. So my point is, at that moment, I didn't realize that conversation it plant the seed in Joey's face. That today, before he left the house for flight, he told me this. He said, I make a decision.
When did he see the conversation?
The conversation like a few weeks ago.
Oh, suddenly they talk about it. So he's been thinking about it for a few weeks.
I know.
Okay.
Because yesterday, no. Yesterday he bumped to this guy again.
Ah, okay.
And
in the gym.
Oh, and I were in the corner do Zoom meeting.
Oh, okay.
And he will wake up late and he do gym. And at this hour, the gym was so quiet. Only these two guys together. Right? So I don't know. What is coming on him that today I come back and before he left house to airport, he told me,
I make a decision. Mm. I work a few more years. Can you take care of me? Because I want to be.
You want to be that tall guy. You know why he have so much time to train? Because he married a right woman. I think I find the right one. I'm not saying I'll marry you yet, but I think this is what life I want.
But you wouldn't mind, I think.
That's like me. That's what made me laugh.
You come back, you're like, look at my husband.
No, I don't care. But that's what made me laugh because true freedom is personal responsibility. And before this topic was going, somebody just threw his life into me.
And say, take care of me. I'm going to go to gym every day.
Yeah, because I want to be that guy.
Pay for my things.
And even he say, I think I got some hope. You get what I mean?
No, because he's tall already. So that helps.
I said, no, he say hope is like, I think I'm handsome and good looking.
Yes, because he's, and he has the height. Because height is something that is, you can work with your body. But your height is a bit hard to change.
Then I tell him, I said, so you really think I'm dating you because your look? I say, he said, no, but I think it helps.
Okay, imagine his face. He's like, no, but I think it helps.
Yeah.
Like, you mean I thought wrong me?
Yeah. No, of course not. No, you can see this also. This is the thing with smart people, right? We can look your look and we can give you a chance. That's no doubt. I'm not saying I'm the most smart person, but I'm thinking in general, like intelligent, emotional intelligent people. I will give you a chance, but if you fail, it will turn off, like, you know?
One way or another.
You, they're very hard to get it back, right? I get back to my tall guy. Okay, I would say, he was so good looking and handsome. I agree. He looked exactly like Thor. I told you, like perfect. Oh, he looked like he stepped out from the movie.
That must, he must have a bit of a...
He is.
See, I knew it.
I told you exact. You should ask Joey. You should ask Joey how perfect he looked like. He looked exactly like Thor walked out from the movie. I tell you, like, that's how perfect he looked like. But at the moment he opened his mouth...
Looks is it? That's it. Looks.
The 100 point that I give him become 10. It's just the look. You work a lot of effort. Awesome. You know what I mean? So the personality were off.
Does he take care of the kids?
Of course, he's house husband. So he has to send the kid to school, pick up the kid, cook.
They work on himself. Clean the house.
Yeah, so he basically a wife, but just in the opposite, right?
House husband, okay.
Yeah. That's what house husband means. And in Europe and in Europe country, they're okay with it. You know, for them, doesn't matter who can make more money, just go and make, right? So
I'm sure the wife married him also knows that his personality is minus 80 points. Not personality, maybe brains lah. Is he a nice person? Or
no, he's nice person. He's nice, he's gentle. I'm just saying, like, how to say, like boring. Like, you have no conversation. Hi, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's no depth.
No debt, yeah. You basically
okay.
Start the conversation with him like, okay, oh.
So the only things he can talk about is maybe which exercises to do for
like,
body.
Like the kid go school, what time eat is what.
Yeah,
that's what
diet he has.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. You cannot have like spiritual conversation with these kind of people. You cannot have a kind of
like a debate,
emotional
or
conversation with this person. Or I don't know, maybe with his wife is different, but I feel I'm the very sensitive person. I think even with friendship, I don't think I can even friend with this.
Share and subscribe! And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye!